Sweetest friends, we are continuing our series of Shi'ur B'Siyata Dishmaya in Maseches Kelim. We are on Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and this Shi'ur should be a special S'chus, the Ilui Nishmas, Reb Eliyahu ben Menachem Mendel HaKohen, and it should also be a S'chus for the whole world. Sheni Vasha B'Tshuas Olamim, that we should be saved from all of the scary things that are out there, particularly today. The Mishnah says that Klei Matris P'shuteim V'Kableim Tumeim, that metal utensils, whether they're pashut, whether they're flat, or whether they have receptacles, are Mekabel Tumah. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Aleph Mehilchos Kelim Halacha Tes, and we are going to be basing our analysis on the wonderful, unbelievable Sefer Har Shefer of Hagon Rav Moshe Shapir Zecher Tzadik Livracha. The Rambam writes, Klei Matachos Echad Pshuteim Kon Hasakinim VaMisperayim O Mekableim Gagon HaYoros VaHakumkumusim Hakol Mekablim Tuma. Metal kelim, whether flat like knives or scissors, or containers like pots or kettles, are susceptible to ritual impurity, as implied by the pasuk, "Kol davar asher yavo be'esh," whether any entity that will pass through fire, by Midbar Lamed Aleph Chof Gimel, bein mekabel, bein pashut, whether it is a container or whether it is a flat implement, either way. Bein Makabel, Bein Pashut, there's a Kabbalah's Tumah, and this is learned from the Pasuk that it says, by Geulei Midyan, by the Kalim that they took from Midyan, this impure Kalim, that any entity that will pass through fire, Tavir Ve'esh, you should pass it through fire in order to kasher it. Afilu Tevo, Migdol, the Chayetze, Behem Shel Mateches, Shem Makablim, Arboim Sel Belach, O Yeser Makablim Tumah, Shemar Kol Dover, Sher Yavo Ve'esh. Even a chest or a drawer or the like that are made from metal and which contain 40 sel of liquid measure or more are susceptible to ritual impurity, are makabel tumah, as implied by the pasuk, kol davar asher yavo beish. So even if it's big, even if it's flat, no matter what, when we talk about klei matchis, we're talking about kelim that are makabel tumah. Ad kan mi divrei kotzer shel Rambam, baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. We were zochet to learn a Rambam in Hilchos Kelim, and everybody's zochet. Kesef Mishnah writes, Mishnah Shudrasha me'asifri, that this halacha is based on a Mishnah, which is based on a Jerusha in the Sifri. So this Rambam is based on the Mishnah in Kelim, Aleph, Yed Aleph, Aleph. Ulegabe kli, habab midah shetameh, and with regard to the kli, that is Baba Mida. What does it mean, Baba Mida? That it's large, it's over 40, it's 40 sar or more, that this Kli Matchis is Makabel Tumah. Because the Mishnah writes, V'tayim Yishim de Kli Matchis lo Ishkish l'sak. And the reason is, because the Kli Matchis is not Ishkish, is not equated to a sack. Because a sack, a sackcloth, if it's Baba Mida, is not Makabel Tumah. It says the Gemara Maseches Chagiga, and of Chavav Amid Beis, that a sack is Metaltel Molei V'Reikon. So that is a paradigm that in order to be Makabel Tumah, it has to be Metaltel Molei V'Reikon, and this Klei Matchis are not derived from sack, and Memele, even if it's Baba Mida, even if it's very large and heavy, it is still Makabel Tumah, even if it's not carried while full or empty. So we have, that's the Kesef Mishnah. From there the Kesef Mishnah says, so that's why Hakol Makablam Tumah, even a Tevor or a Migdal, Shel Mateches, that are Makabal or Baim Sub, Elach or Yoser, are still Makabal Tumah, because it says Kol Dover. So divrei ha-kesef mishnah tzrichim bir. We have to understand the kesef mishnah. Because the Rambam writes a Jerashav called davar asher yavo beish. Anything that goes in fire, meaning, what's a kli that goes in, that's used with fire? Metal utensils. So since metal utensils are used with fire, therefore, they are mekabel tumah. So why does the kesef mishnah have to bring another reason? You know why metal utensils are mekabel tumah? Because they're not equated to sak. The Rambam has his own reason. The Rambam's reason is because it says kol davar asher yavo beish. And so the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos writes that pshutim mekablam tumah shem drasha says sifri kol davar asher yavo beish. And the Rash there writes, you know why pshutim tumim de lo iskish l'sak? Why does the Rash have to say meish is the lo iskish l'sak? What does sak have to do with the price of tea in China? Just tell it we have a drasha already. Don't tell me that because it's not equated to sak. Even if it were equated to sak, it wouldn't matter. So here we come, because we don't have to. We if it were equated to sak, we don't have to come on to sak. We have a jerusha. Once you have a jerusha, so then you don't have to worry about it. It is equated to sak. It isn't equated to sak. Why does the kesef? Why does the Rash and the kesef mishnah b'chal? Why do they bring this in? Lo iskish l'sak. You know why? Because kol davar asher yavo beish, like the Rambam says, and the kesef mishnah doesn't have to, the Rash don't have to bring in new factors. So here we get to the crux of the issue, and that is shemahuto shel kli, says Rav Moshe, the essence of a kli is something that's mechil b'soichai. Kli is lachil, to contain. It is a container, or is it a repository? And that's be'etzem, the shem kli in the Torah. So is mavur and Eliyahu Rabbah, beginning of the second parak, kli eitz, tzarech she'yeh mekabel, shenemar b'Torah kli. You know why kli eitz has to be mekabel? It has to have a receptacle, because it says in the Torah kli. So it's a mashma that you need a kli. Mashen kein matechas doesn't say kli. So therefore everything works. But you see akopan from the Eliyahu Rabbah, Reish Perek Beis, that the mahus of a kli is that it's a makabel. And that's the etzem shem kli b'chol hatar. That's a good yisod to remember. We use the word kli tens of millions of times. It means a kli because it's a meichel. And therefore you really need both reasons. You need to be called davar asher yavo be'esh, and also that it wasn't equated to sak. The drasha from sak is a din b'kabbalas tuma, not in the etzem shem kli. So in order to be makabel tuma, we have a drasha about sak, that if it's baba mida, then it's not makabel tuma. If it's big enough, it's not makabel tuma. So that is mitzad. They didn't kabbalas tuma, since it's not equated to sak, it's makabel tuma. But that's not talking about the etzim shem kli. That's something else. It's din in the etzim kabbalas hatuma, and indeed kli matchas aren't equated to sak. And there's no tznai in the kabbalas hatuma that it should be metaltel, it should be carried both while full and empty. So that's issue number one. Issue number two is if pshute kli matris have a shem kli l'chol haTorah. Do they b'chlal have a shem kli? And from that we need the pasuk of kol davar asher yavo be'esh, that even pshute kli matris are considered kelim, and memela they're mekabel tumah. You have to purify them because they're kelim. So the limud from the pasuk is telling you that they're a kelim, that klei matchas are kelim. They have a shem kli. And that you don't learn from sak is to tell you that if they're baba mida, if they're so large, they're still makabel tumah. The Rash in Yadayim Perik Aleph Mishnah Breis brings in the Tosefta that a kli above a mida, he efshar litol Yadayim, ki eino nechshav kli ela oel. If you have a kli that's too large, you can't do Netilas Yadayim from it because it's not considered a kli. It's considered an oel. It's considered like its own tent. And memela, you can't do Netilas Yadayim from it. Netilas Yadayim, you need a kli. So you see that this is a halach and a chos kelim, that it's not considered a kli, and not only with regard to Kabbalah Satuma. Because there are two issues. There's one issue of Kabbalah Satuma, and there's another issue of whether or not it's called a kli b'chla. So a kli habab mida iav shalito yadayim, you can't use it for netilas yadayim. It's more than 40 saw because it's b'chal not considered a kli. In Maseches Olos we learn that kli habab mida hamachusa b'neser. We have this large kli that's covered with a beam matzil midin oil. It's matzil what's inside of it from tumas meis. Midin Oel. Because it's considered its own tum, its own Oel. And it doesn't have to be Tzamid Pasil. It doesn't have to be hermetically sealed. So again, you see that it's not a Kli, it's an Oel. So you see then that the in Kli Abab Amida, there are two Nidonim, there are two issues. One, is it a Kli? And number two, even if it's considered a kli, is it mekabel tumah? And therefore we need both reasons. Since it says kol davar asher yavo be'esh, so mateches haba b'mida dino kekli. So therefore this wooden utensil, even if it's very large, it has a din kli. That's what we learn from the pasuk. And we need the other reason that it wasn't equated to sack to tell us that even though it's a kli, tzarich shi'a kli ha-mekabel tuma. This kli also has to be mekabel tuma. And therefore the Kesef Mishnah said that it's not equated to sack. That even though it's very large, even if it's not metalta male verekam, it's still going to be makabel tuma, because it wasn't equated to sack. Sack is only makabel tuma when it's metalta male verekam, but clay matches are makabel tuma no matter what. That's why the Kesef Mishnah is telling us al kabbalas tuma. But there's another need on here, like we said, whether is it avashem kli. It's too large, l'chor, it doesn't have a shem kli. Kli abab amida yavshar litol yadayim. Kli abab amida mechusa b'neser is matzal midin oel. You see, they're not even considered kelim. Okay, but by kli matchis, they are considered kelim. That's the chiddush of kli matchis, even if they're flat. Even if they're large, they're still makabel tuma. They still have a din kli. Because you would think they don't have a din kli. You're right, it's not nuhuka shel sak. So therefore, mitzad that it should be makabel tuma, even if it's very large. But maybe bechlal doesn't have a shem kli. Kama shalom, that it also has a shem kli. That's what the Rambam's telling us. In the MS, it would appear that the Pasuk, that since the Pasuk of Kol Dover Sher Yavo Be'esh wasn't said like Abay Tumas Vitaras Kalim, It was said legabe hagolas kelim. Hagolas kelim is talking about hachsharas kelim, kashering the kelim. So therefore, we can learn from there only hilchas kli, but not din kabolas tuma. So this strengthens what we were saying. We were saying that the Rambam's limud is to tell us that as a shame kli. What's the makor? The makor is din hechsher kelim, din hagolas kelim, gin gulei midyan. So that's b'chalal not even the parish of tuma. What parish is it? It's the parish of din kli. If it has a shame kli, do you define it as a kli? That's the Rambam's telling us. Yes, it's considered a kli. And Bedine Kabbalah's Tumah, that's where the Kesef Mishnah comes in. That Lahukash the Sak, and therefore it's Makabal Tumah. Vatvarim Niflaim. And Amir Tashem, we are going to continue in this Mahalach in Bli Neder in the next shir. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.